are going to catch some big trophy class largemouth bass on live bait. Seth, are you ready to show me again how you put these 8 to 12-pound bass in the boat, buddy?
I'm always ready, Luke.
I know that. Fishing for largemouth bass with live bait used to be a really, really controversial subject. Most all the bass fishermen listening to us now know that. I've got a question for you, Seth. In recent history, how many trophy bass, I'll just say largemouth bass, have you boated that did not, that didn't survive?
We have kept absolutely zero fish and killed the exact same number, zero fish.
Okay, I think where our listeners can really glean some information, old school thought was if you fish for with live bait for largemouth bass, you're going to kill them. They're going to swallow that bait, and you're going to kill that bass. Well, that's just not so, folks. I've fished with Seth a lot, and I just know how it works. It might be informative, Seth, if you would go over how you, what size hooks, how you fish for the big bass, the trophy bass, and how you catch them.
You bet. It's a pretty easy process. It's taken me a long time to get it down, but I've got it down now. Anybody that bass fishes knows what a drop shot rig is, and that's exactly what I do. I use a 1 ounce to a 2 ounce bell weight on the bottom of anywhere from 25 to 30 pound monofilament, and about 18 inches to 2 feet up from that, I have Palomar tied into an 8-aught hook, and it's that simple.
Well, the size live bait, and we'll just say perch, but what we're talking about is sunfish. What size do you prefer, Seth?
For the trophy size, and when I say trophy, I'm talking about 12 pounds and up. I like to use brim the size of my palm, or at least that size, but it's much bigger than that most of the time.
Okay. Now, let's think about it. We don't want to mislead anybody into thinking you hook a live perch on an 8-aught hook and throw it in the lake and you're going to catch a 10-pound bass. It doesn't work that way.
No.
You're a pro and you know where to go. You've got areas you fish. Now, okay, we've come up on a spot, a ledge or whatever, close to a creek channel, bend in a creek or whatever, and you, using your sonar, you say, hey, there's some good bass down there. Now, walk us through how you and your clients actually set the hook and how you catch them.
All right. I've described the rig on how I build it up. And what you do, grab your big old brim in between the eyes and the dorsal fin. Just make you, that's where you insert your hook. Just barely into the backbone, just like you would have been on a crappie rig. And what we're doing is basically we're tight lining. We're dropping the brim all the way to the bottom and letting it come up, and I'm bringing it back up about another 5 feet off the bottom. And once we get it there, I set it in the rod holder, and here's the most important part of all of it, is make sure you loosen your drag. Because the reason for that is you want to loosen it all the way up to where the brim can't pull any drag, but when your trophy bass hits it, it's going to pull drag. And the reason for that is this. Your trophy fish, 12 pounds and up, they didn't get 12 pounds and up by being dumb. They hit that live bait that's a natural forage for them, but if they feel any tension, like your rod bending, trying to pull them back, they're going to spit it right back out. You're never going to get a hookup like that. So what that drag does, they hit it and allows them to pull it freely. And they're not feeling any tension. Now, once that happens, don't do anything. Let it go for about 2-3 seconds, pull and drag, take it out of your rod holder, take the rod out of your rod holder, and as you're tightening up your drag, you're following the fish with the rod tip, maintaining, letting him basically on a slack line, because you don't want him feeling any pressure. Then you tighten your drag all the way down, reel your slack up if you got any. You probably won't, but reel your slack up, get a tight line, rear back, and let him have it.
All right, Seth, now are you ready to fire that big motor up? I know you got a spot or two you want to head us to, so I'd like.
I got one or two. Yeah,
I'm ready to go. So, kick it off. How about it?
All right, bud.
Support for High Plains Outdoors comes from the following sponsors: the Dallas Safari Club, Sniper Hog Lights, Hoffpower Polaris, and Texas Motor Cars. Since 1972, the Dallas Safari Club has been the gathering point for hunters, conservationists, and wildlife enthusiasts. You can find out more about the Dallas Safari Club online at biggame.org. Sniper Hog Lights, maker of hunting lights for bows, crossbows, rifles, and shotguns. You can find them online at sniperhoglights.com. Hoffpower Polaris also supports High Plains Outdoors. Located in Goldwaith, Texas, Hoffpower Polaris offers a full line of Polaris off-road vehicles. Their website is hpolaris.com. And Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, a family-owned business for over 50 years specializing in online buying and selling of cars and trucks. Texas Motor Cars can give you a quote on the value of your vehicle using information and photos you upload. More information at texasmotorcars.com.